Blog Talk Radio.
Opinions stated by various contributors to Faces of Success Radio and its radio programs are not to be considered as endorsed by Faces of Success Radio. Visitors are urged to use their own discernment to draw their own conclusions. All information, products, services, and use of this website is for personal use only. FacesOfSuccessRadio.com does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained with the website. Any services or products provided by Faces of Success Radio and its host contributors should be used solely for entertainment and enjoyment. We emphasize the importance of keeping an open mind and not construing the data, products, and/or services as factual. And as always, we thank you for listening.
your girl, Nye, and you are tuned into Nye Airwaves. Laugh, live, and get into the now from the people's perspective, sponsored by Faces of Success Radio. It's time for our exclusive interview portion of the show featuring the amazing musician, piano extraordinaire, and artist by the name of Tony Thomas. Let's introduce him one time. He began his quest for stardom at the early age of 8 years old. His instruments of choice include piano, organ, tenor and alto saxophones, and trombone. All right, sax is one of my favorite instruments, by the way. Studying classical arrangements, he took private lessons and entered USC's Preparatory School of Music. After leaving USC, he decided that the piano would be his main instrument. Throughout his youth, he then joined one of LA's cover bands in the early 70s by the name of The Infallibles. Soon after that, Tony was introduced to the Waters family, whom at the time was recording with Blue Note Label as their musical director. While working with the band, he recorded such hits as Leading With Your Heart, Baby You Got It, and To Be There. While working with the Waters family, he performed on stages with such artists as Paul Jackson Jr., Patrice Rushen, Bobby Hutchinson, Willie Bongo Brown, Donald Byrd, the Blackbirds, Lenny Williams, the DeFranco family, Bob Boogie Bowles, and Billy Preston. Soon afterwards, he worked with Marlena Shaw as her musical director, who at the same time was with United Artists Label. Tony performed what was known then as the Chitlin' Circuit, which incorporated every nightclub in L.A. on the Southwest Side. Afterwards, he began to explore reggae music. He was immediately introduced to the godfather of reggae, Joe Higgs. He toured extensively with him all across the country. While with Joe, he had the opportunity to meet and perform with the Wailing Souls. After touring the reggae circuit for over 5 years, he decided to explore his horizons with R&B music. And we're going to stop right there and bring him in. Everyone, please welcome the one, the only legendary and musical genius, Tony Thomas. Hello, hello. How are you?
Fine. How are you doing? Great to be
fantastic.
Here.
Yes. Thank you so much for being in the studio. So, Mr. Thomas, I gave a little bit of info about you, but please introduce yourself and tell us who Tony Thomas really is.
Well, I am what you would call an inspired musician. I've been at this for quite some time, and I really can't imagine doing anything else. What my main objective is to let the world know who I really am and to get my music out to so everyone could enjoy what I have been blessed with. And that's what I intend to do, God willing. So I'm so glad I'm here.
Yes.
Sure.
How would you, with you being in multifacets of genres of music, what exactly would you define as your style of musicianship?
My musicianship, well, I would call it world music. You know, world music is something that I think is totally inspired music. It's something that you really can't put a name to, but it's the way it makes you feel. I love smooth jazz. That's my heart. But I was brought into music with the classics. And so trying to incorporate all of those and to get a broader sense of music myself, I love to incorporate bits and pieces such as reggae, R&B, jazz, and classics, classical. And that's what I've been trying to do. And it seems like it's working, you know. I think I have a receptive audience, and the kind of music I love to do is ballads. I'm a balladeer from the heart. And I couldn't do any of this without the inspiration of others. And I've been getting that pretty much, and I'm blessed in that respect. So that's basically who I am and the kind of music that I want to portray.
Okay. Well, starting from the beginning of your career, you attended USC's Preparatory School of Music. What was it like, if you can recall, being surrounded by such like-minded, creative people?
Oh, that was inspired. You know, what really astonishes me that if you want to be good at something, you should surround yourself with blessed individuals at doing the same thing that you love to do. And I have been blessed to be surrounded by talented, exceptionally talented musicians, singers, actors, and actresses, and so forth and so on. And so those tend to kind of rub off on you. And I realized one thing, that you can't do it all by yourself. You need others. You need the support of others. And I have been blessed in that respect. And I also know that if you want something bad enough and you work hard enough, dreams do come true.
Very well said. And you've traveled around the world working with many heavy-hitting artists. Do you ever or have you ever gotten nervous being on stage and performing and giving it your all?
You know, I really can't say I have. You know, you do have butterflies, depending on the size of the audience. But once you're out there, that evaporates, you know. It really does. You don't really feel that. You see the looks on your audience, their faces, and you see how they're receiving the music. And that is such a beautiful feeling, you know, to able to see that you're bringing joy into others, other people's lives through music. And I really believe that music is one of the things that God has given us to sustain ourselves. And
I just love
being a part of that, you know? Absolutely.
And having such an amazing experience with your fans and your listeners, what would you say would be one of your most memorable performances out of your whole career?
Wow, one of my memorable performances. Wow. Now, okay. Well, I would say when Paramount chose one of my songs to go into one of their motion pictures, and I was able to see and hear it on the big screen. That wasn't a live performance, but it was so overwhelming to be able to go into a theater and see your names in the credits and it's rolling down and hearing your music, you know what I'm saying, and knowing that you were a part of that. That was one of my biggest joys that in my career, to have a soundtrack and a motion picture. Now, I have done large audiences, hundreds of thousands of people in audiences, but, you know, that's thrilling in itself. But to be able to see it and enjoy it with everyone else, you know, and you're not having to work. You're sitting in the audience watching, somewhat like watching yourself. That is amazing to me. And that was probably one of my greatest joys.
Awesome. And I understand, by the way, that you were one of the few who used to play the Ballard Summer Jam. So talk about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? The Ballard Summer Jams, well, I grew up with them. And right through school and high school, we stayed together. And we had our own groups and we performed. And that was like an honor for me to be with the Ballard Summer Jam, because it was a tradition. And I was just fortunate enough to be surrounded by what a talented family. The Ballards brothers was one of the most incredible individuals, you know what I'm saying, that I had in my illustrious career to run across. I mean, they performed with Sergio Mendez. We had our group with the Waters, of course, with United Artists. And it was like, it was such an interesting atmosphere. And so every chance I get, I don't even hesitate to perform with them.
Yes. And actually, I was one of the performers as well at the 25th anniversary of Summer Jam. And it was amazing. I mean, the energy was crazy. The performers were absolutely amazing. And, of course, you know, we had good food, so.
Absolutely. And let's not forget our MC, Eddie Robinson. Eddie Robinson is one of the most talented individuals. You know, he has charisma. He knows how to capture an audience. And he does so much for individuals in the music field. And he's been very supportive to me. And I just wanted to get a shout out to him because without him, you know, a lot of these things that we take for granted just wouldn't happen. You know what I'm saying? He could sing, he can act, he can do just about everything.
Mm-hmm.
And he's my unsung hero. Absolutely.
Of course. Mr. Robinson wears many hats.
Yeah.
And he helps a lot of people out of the goodness of his heart. So, again,
shout out to
Mr. Robinson for helping us all out as much as he possibly can in the industry and always putting on a top-notch show.
That's correct.
Summer Jam was best. It was. It was one of the best.
Absolutely,
and just to your music, you've got some new material out right about now.
Yes, I do.
Your newest release as well.
Okay. Well, my new album is called First Light, and I'm very proud of it. It's been a long time coming. I didn't want to rush the production of it, but I had great people working on this product. I have the it's just been phenomenal, actually, putting it together. My art director, whom is Carl Allen, DesignStationPro.com, he's the graphic engineer, and he has been, he has been so helpful, and I can't even put enough emphasis on the contributions that he has made in my career. He's been with me from the very start. And my engineer on this album, who is Jim Shiflett, was just phenomenal. He's been in the business and has many Grammy awards credited to his name. He's recorded Michael Jackson all the way to Evelyn Champagne King. I mean, he has done just about every artist in the business. And I was blessed to have him do this album. And so I am very happy and ecstatic about it, you know? So, the songs on this album have personal feeling when I wrote these songs, you know, just like For Loving You. I heard that earlier on your show. That was written because of the love that I have for my wife. I wrote that for her. My second favorite song on that CD is First Light, the title track. And God has blessed me to have a son who is a wonderful rapper. He goes by the name of Tamir Bakari, and he's doing the rapping of that song. And so what I do, and at the same time, I have a underlining smooth jazz feel to that rap song. And that is something that I don't hear often, but I kind of was happy to see that my son gravitated to it because he was kind of a little resistant at first. He said, "Dad, what are you doing?" I said, "Yep, son, listen, trust me." And then it took off like a rocket. So he is just a talented individual. I was glad to have a father and son relationship on this CD.
Of course. And we actually have a special guest in the studio as well. I don't know if he wants to jump on the air with us and talk about his upcoming event, but of course we have a major reporter of you and yourself, Mr. Eddie Robinson. Are you on the line? Hello,
really?
Hello.
Oh, I'm here.
Mr. Robinson, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Wow,
can you hear me?
Can
you hear me, Diara?
Yes.
Oh, I just want to say a great show, Tony. I'm so proud of you, if you can hear me. And
I
enjoy listening to you guys talk and you know, tell people about some new music. And maybe she should play a cut of that First Flight. That's tough. That's nice. But I'm enjoying this, and I thank you both for the compliments. That was really nice, okay?
Okay.
And to all the listeners out there, Tony T,
mm-hmm.
bad keyboard.
Yeah.
He's my first piano player and always be my last one.
Tony,
so good luck, and I'm off air now.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been playing for the listeners a little bit of For Loving You, playing snippets here and there, but we want you to be honest to introduce For Loving You for us as we play it again.
Okay. All right. Well, For Loving You, I feature LaToya Blaze, who is a phenomenal sultry singer. We just met by accident, but I think it was something that the Creator had planned all along, because we gravitated to each other and we worked so well together in the studio. And I was just blown away by the way everything just came together. So this song, like I said, was dedicated. I wrote it for my wife, but she has the ability to actually deliver it just the way that I was feeling it. And so For Loving You is my favorite of all of them. And I hope the listening audience agree. I hope they enjoy it.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, everyone. This is Tony Thomas for Loving You. We played a few snippets in the beginning of the show, but you guys are requesting it, and we're going to play it again. This is Tony Thomas for Loving You.
Loving you.
the air with the amazing musician, lyricist, and piano extraordinaire, Mr. Tony Thomas. We are back on the air live.
Wow.
We're getting awesome responses from the music.
So, really?
Mr. Thomas,
I'm so happy. Mm-hmm. Wow. I love it. That sounds really good to me.
What is coming up next for you? We've got the album out. Could you tell us where can we find your album as well?
Okay, now you can find my album on my website, which is tonyvathomas.com. That's TonyVathomas.com. And also you can find it on iTunes, Google Play for those who just have an Android phone, and Amazon, and on iTunes Radio. So you can purchase it there, or you could buy singles. You have an opportunity to do either or. And I'm very pleased at that. So I think a lot of good things are coming up. And I think hopefully that your listening audience will want to hear more. And hopefully they do. So that's where you can pick this song up and the CD as well.
Mm-hmm. Of course. So what's up next for you? Do you have any upcoming performances and hopefully new music on the way? Tell us about that.
Exactly. Well, my next album is I'm in the studio now recording on new material, and I'm using the same vocalist, LaToya Blaze. She'll be doing some more vocalizing on the next album as well. I think we have the right combination, and we're trying to see if we can get her exposed to the music industry. And I have been nominated for a Grammy on this particular CD, which I am happy about.
Congratulations.
And so, thank you. I'm very pleased at that. And so I'm just blessed. That's the only word I can think of. You know? And so now I'm just trying to keep doing what God intended me to do. You know what I'm saying? The saddest thing in life is wasted talent. And I don't intend to waste mine. And that's pretty much what my lifelong dreams are, you know, to keep doing what I'm doing. Mm-hmm. And hopefully one day that you and I will be on stage together.
Oh, you never know.
Absolutely, yeah.
Let's make that happen.
Let's record something together. You know what I'm saying? Absolutely. Get us
of
a platinum.
Course.
That's what I want. Mm-hmm. Because I love your
Mr. Robinson,
video.
You heard that?
I love it. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right, Mr. Robinson, let's make that happen. I know he's listening.
That's
let's
what I'm
make
talking.
That happen.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's do it. You know? Mm-hmm. So yeah,
yes.
That's my future. You know.
And who are some artists that you're looking forward to working with, or whom do you plan on working with?
Oh wow, you know, that is a good question. What the people that I have been working with thus far have been phenomenal. I have such a great support team. One of the greatest guitarists that I have had the pleasure of recording with is Daryl Darden, and Eric Ward on bass on this particular CD. And I hopefully in the future that they'll still want to do more fantastic work together. I also have a great copyist by the name of Chris Glick. Now he is a phenomenal keyboardist, and he's part of our entourage that when we perform live.
Okay.
We have such a great team that I think that anyone in the music industry would appreciate. And so we are doing something new, something that I don't think has been done before. And what it is you know how you would go to a jazz festival and you'd have to be in a certain area to see professional musicians do their thing along with thousands of other people. Well, we come up with a new concept. It's called Backyard Smooth Jazz Concerts. And this is for individuals who don't want to be bothered with bombarded with thousands of people. You do it at your own home if you have the square footage for it. And we have been bringing live artists and professional recording artists right to your doorstep. And so this is a new concept to where you could even watch the show in your PJs if you like, because it's at your home. So we travel to individuals' homes who have the square footage to contain our group with the, you know, PA system, lighting and all that. And we'll do it just for you at your delight. You can just invite whomever you want. And so this is a new concept that we're going across the country doing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm promoting, backyard smooth jazz concerts. Yeah. So hopefully it'll take off and yeah. Mm-hmm. So if you need to contact me, you can do it easily by looking on my website and leaving your information there, or just call me and let me know. Let me hear from you. You know? Mm-hmm.
Of course. So, yeah.
Absolutely.
I have one more question for you.
Sure.
This is something that all my listeners ask in regards to people who are paving the way for upcoming listeners in the What would you say is the best advice you could give to someone who wants to break into the industry?
What would I say? Thank you. What would I give advice to?
Yes. What advice would you give to someone who wants to break into the industry?
Okay. I would say that
we're hearing a bit of background noise, Mr. Thomas.
Right, I know I can hear that. I'm sorry. But you know what? It's called dedication. You have to be dedicated in this business. You can't let anything deter you. You can't let anyone discourage you. You have to understand that you were meant to do what you're doing musically, and you want to stay the course. And I think consistency and being able to withstand the storm, because sometimes you're going to fall, but you have to get back up. There are going to be potholes and ditches that you might stumble into, but you want to keep going, stay the course. You know, that's the advice I have, and concentrate on your individual creativity. Don't let anyone say, I don't like this. Don't let anyone say that, you know, you're not doing it the correct way. You are unique in itself, and you should not let anyone, I don't care what your endeavors are, or what you're trying to do in life, you shouldn't let anyone stop you from being the best that you can be. And that is my advice to someone who's coming up into the industry, who wants to succeed. Stay the course, stay dedicated, and surround yourself with the best, and you will succeed.
Well said, Mr. Thomas. And
absolutely.
How can we keep up with you and all your endeavors? Can you tell us your official website and social media sites one more time?
Okay, my social media site will be my website, which is TonyVAThomas.com. You can find all of my information there. You can hear my latest tracks, and you can also purchase the songs that I have written in the past and with other artists as well, such as the Dramatics, such as the Waters and the Franco family, and the list goes on. But all of my material is on my website as far as the information is concerned as well. And like I said, iTunes and all the other Amazon and Google Play, that's where you can purchase my information and my material. And hopefully they will. You know, I'm so blessed to be on your show today. I really am.
Of course, and I can't wait to hear you live and can't wait to work with
you.
Thanks again, Mr. Thomas.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate that. I really do. Mm-hmm.
All right, everyone. That was our exclusive right here on the air, live on Faces of Success Radio, with the one, the only legendary and creative soul, Tony Thomas. Make sure you check out all of his newest music, as well as on the lookout for his upcoming project that he's working on now on TonyVAThomas.com. We're going to play For Loving You one more time, because we are getting some consistent requests back to back. to play it. And, of course, we've got your favorite Billboard chart-topping singles on the way. Again, shout-out to Mr. Tony Thomas, TonyVAThomas.com for his music and purchases, and check out for his upcoming tour dates. Again, this is For Loving You.